USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Saturday visited Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The president, wearing a mask as he said he would because he would be unable to social distance from the wounded soldiers that he was meeting. The president also telling Telemundo that he plans to issue an executive order on immigration.
I'm going to do a big executive order. I have the power to do it as president, and I'm going to make DACA a part of it. But we put it in, and we're probably going to then be taking it out. We're working out the legal complexities right now.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying a shutdown will occur in Texas if everyone doesn't wear a mask. And in Michigan, if you don't wear a face mask in indoor facilities and some outdoor public spaces, you could be fined $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Colleges and universities are making plans for the fall. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns says one school is in one of the hot states for COVID-19.
One of the largest public universities in the country is preparing for reopening. The University of Central Florida has reduced class sizes, arranged for on-campus students to have their own single room, and put a majority of classes online. Amanda Groff, an archaeology professor, told ABC News she has shifted her approach.
I would typically have students come out into the field and learn how to draw an excavation unit. I can't have them do that now. So what I have them do is draw the dirty dishes in their sink.
The preparations come as coronavirus cases in Florida have surged.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is defending his state's decision to reopen after it was called into question by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Continuing our coverage regarding the coronavirus pandemic hitting the United States, many people are left scratching their heads as far as what is closed and what isn't closed. For example, in Arizona, casinos can be open, but gyms are closed. Outdoor tubing, a no-no, but heading to the bowling alley and rolling a few games, that's all right. Dan McConchie is an Illinois state senator. He's a Republican. He tells Fox News that there's a lot of things that don't make sense in the state of Illinois as well.
Well, the state legislature is frankly not involved at all. For the last 4 months, the Governor Pritzker has issued these continuous emergency proclamations. He is essentially ruled by fiat. The legislature, an equal branch of government, has had no input into the rules and things that he has set up. Some of the rules that he's come up with simply has not made sense. So, for example, right now we're in phase four. Casinos can operate at 50% capacity, but museums can only operate at 25% capacity. Zoos, outdoor zoos, 25% capacities. Outdoor viewing of sports, 20% capacity. And the problem is that you have people who are out there who are looking at the rules, seeing what they can and can't do. They don't make sense. They don't make sense to them. They don't make sense to their friends and neighbors. And they begin tossing really the baby out with the bathwater.
I have reached out to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey regarding the rules in the state of Arizona and have not heard back from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.